At the 2013 annual meat conference, I'm visiting with one of our speakers here from this morning, Steve Meyer, and we've got, three different presentations on, outlook and numbers, economic things affecting our meat industry right now. I was a little surprised you guys seem to agree on a lot of things.
Well, yeah, it was a rare day when you can lay economists end to end and reach a conclusion. I think the most important fact that was highlighted by all three of us is that everything that happens this year and next depends on the weather this spring. I mean, we are at such a tight situation on grain and soybean supplies and hay supplies, especially on the cattle side, that it's going to take a normal kind of crop this year. And we're all assuming that because, you kind of have to assume something at this point. But our carryout stocks are going to be very low. We're going into the season with some pretty dry conditions in the West, and so we're all concerned about that. But that is the number one factor that to all these things. And if we do have a normal crop, we will see some growth in chicken production this year. We'll see probably a slight growth in pork production. We could see an actual reduction in beef supplies because they'll start laying back cows and heifers, and then we would see beef supplies increase 2 years down the road. So a long turnaround time for the situation on cattle, but it all depends on weather.
Well, it's a cycle, as we know and have seen over the years. That was a very severe weather pattern we had last year. I've heard a lot of optimism expressed looking ahead, because if you look at the historical data, those don't usually happen back-to-back quite that severe.
Well, and Randy Block talked today, Randy from Cattle Facts, about some work that they've done with meteorologists at Creighton, that they don't expect there to be the kind of dryness that we've seen before, pretty normal kind of growing season. I've heard that in some other places, but I think if anything's more fraught than forecasting economics, it's forecasting weather. At this time last year, we didn't expect last year to happen either. So the signs are good. We had some moisture in the winter. I know, the wheat country of Texas and Oklahoma got rain over the weekend, which is positive. So there's kind of a move in that direction. Conditions have gotten better, but we're still going to be in a position that we've got to have timely rains in most of the Corn Belt this year because there's very little subsoil moisture.
So when it comes to looking at the markets here for these various commodities, what does that mean, what you see for these mostly retailers that are here?
Well, we think that beef prices are going to still be very high this year, and Randy said that they think the big year-over-year shortfalls in supplies are going to come in the fourth quarter. I really had it a little earlier than that, but the point is that we've had very low placements of cattle last fall in the feed yards, and so beef supplies are going to be tight. On the other hand, the chicken business is already kind of increasing egg sets and chick placements, and so there's not going to be much tightening of supplies there. We think chicken prices actually could fall in the second half of the year. On the pork side, we expect supplies to be much like they were last year, so a little strength in beef would be somewhat higher pork prices, but as Randy pointed out, the ratio of beef price to pork is historically high. So there's going to be opportunities, especially with chicken and pork, I think, from a pricing standpoint for retailers. Beef is going to be a tough one, I think, and consumers are liable to push back. We haven't been able to break $2 a pound on the choice cutout yet. I still think we will, but there is some price resistance there. And the demand situation over the last month or so has just not been good at all. A number of factors on that with the Social Security tax increase and the doubt about what's going on with the sequestration and, a number of factors have really softened demand here recently. But this is normally a time of year that's not very good. And so I still suspect that demand will get stronger as we go through the summer.
How about maybe a final note here on when you look at what you see in terms of the export situation? I know these folks are all
right,
U.S. consumer demand based here, but that has an impact on things like supply, et cetera.
Well, export's a big deal. I mean, 27% of the pork, about 12% of the beef, 20% of the chicken is exported. So you start messing around with export markets, and it has a significant impact on the amount of product available in the U.S. And we've had a tough time over the last couple of weeks with the Russians and the Chinese both throwing up trade barriers over our use of ractopamine, which is a beta agonist that has been fully vetted by the FDA and is approved for by the OIE, the World Health Organization's Animal Health Group. It's a safe product being used as a trade barrier, in my opinion. We use it in turkey, beef and pork, and there's problems with all those. So, you know, that could put some more product back on our market, which would take some of the edge off of these prices as we go through this year. I don't think we'll get this situation completely resolved quickly. Now, that doesn't mean we can't export there, but it means we can't export product that's used that beta agonist feed additive. We have some systems that will meet those demands. Hopefully, they're going to get the higher price necessary for that product because we're leaving some economics on the tables. There's certainly some issues over exports at the present time.
Anything else you kind of wanted these folks to come away with?
I think that covers it.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Steve. We've been visiting here at the annual meat conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.